The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Hey fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to an excerpt of our podcast, Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. And today we interview the co-hosts of the No Need for Apologies podcast, as well as stand-up comedians in their own right, Dave Temple and Derek Gaines. And we talk about... There's a lot of stories from the hood.
Yeah. fucking fantastic. I mean... God, well, Derek and Dave have a great chemistry together, and this was one of the most fun interviews we've done in a very long time.
Yeah, and
you're going to learn a lot.
I think we dissect a lot of...
Toxic masculinity.
Yes.
And men facing their own toxic masculinity, that what that looks like.
And just a lot of classic Hoenn stories.
Hoes, man. I love them.
And if you want to hear more of this podcast and other podcasts by people like the new luminary podcaster, Dave Chappelle.
Welcome, fam.
You can head over to luminarypodcasts.com/GWF, where you can get a subscription for as low as $2.99 when you sign up for the annual plan.
Derek. He slept with a girl under your mom's dining room table.
Oh, shit, remember?
That brings a whole new meaning to the term mama's boy.
All right,
yeah,
let me explain.
What the fuck?
Let me explain. Can I explain?
Thank you so much. Please do.
I'm
calling you to the stand.
Well, you have to understand, when I had to move back home from living in New York, I did pretty bad. But girls still thought I was pretty interesting back in South Jersey. My mom used to sleep really heavy. So, I'm in my early 20s. So, like I would give her, like, she'd be a little drunk from the club and I pick up whatever. I'd be like, look, babe, I go like ground rules at the screen door. Like, look, you got to be quiet. You got to shut the fuck up. Because my mama sleep light. She sleep with the door open. So I got this little setup where the furthest part of the house from her room is right under the... Not that... Under the motherfucker. So you get under there and drown sounds out. So I'm like, look, you gotta stay close.
You had
don't
to
lift
test
your head.
That. You're a scientist.
Yeah, because girls, I'm like, don't bump your head trying to get on top. You gotta get low. We got the nestle.
Oh my god.
It was like a nestle thing. Because you disrespecting your mama's carpet by fucking some girl on her dining room table.
Right.
So you got to have a plan.
This isn't linoleum. This is carpet dining.
No, it's like, carpet. It's still kind of fancy.
Yeah,
I mean, there's
yeah.
mirrors and there's flowers on top of the table.
Right.
So it's
Did
sort
you put
of
something down.
Huh?
Did you lay something down or write on the carpet? Did you
go right on the carpet was new. Nigga, I'm from the burbs, baby. That carpet was fresh.
Ooh, so you went right on the carpet?
On your bare knees?
You put her butt right on the carpet? Her bare butt?
No, like
you
I would.
You're a bare butt?
No, I'm a gentleman. I got on the bottom, so I'm like, just get on top.
So your bare ass
so
was on
so
the
I
carpet.
Took the, I'm
so
taking
someone,
the fall.
Yeah.
Butt.
Because I'm thankful.
If someone's dude is getting on the carpet, it's going to be your dude.
Because you got to understand, I'm, that's so funny. Skid mark on the carpet. But I'm just
honey,
thankful she's over
here.
There. I'm glad she considered fucking me under a table. So you got to understand. So I'm like, I'll do most of it since you already over
How
here.
How do you do most of it on the bottom?
Because she gets on top. And you just
and you
just,
move her.
You gotta realize how. Yes.
Oh,
that's true. You
gotta
move someone. Yeah.
You either move her or you like hold her up, just like little bit off the ground,
just a little bit, like levitating.
Yeah. It was in my car at first, back in the Pontiac Grand Prix.
Oh,
but then
Pontiac.
As I age. The spots
you
changed.
Move from the car to under the dining room table. That seems like that seems like a plateau. But
no, we don't do that. No, because I moved to.
Is there any lady who got both experiences?
the Pontiac and the table.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, moving on up.
So wait,
from the inside to my mom's deluxe dining room.
The dining room didn't have a door it though, right?
No.
No.
Isn't that more
but it's
dangerous?
Farthest away from the house.
I know, it seems more dangerous. Like
risk taker.
Oh God!
Because
but
that's
like,
what,
not that risky. Like, I don't think there should be any risk involved if it's going to be your mom seeing your dick, though. You know.
No, mom, first of all, you have to understand
the
plan.
That,
No.
Yeah.
Because I first of all, I'm just no. Because the where her room was like. So she would have to do, we're
getting a blueprint, guys.
And you would hear her.
I can hear all the cracks. Yeah.
Were you actually? Were you really looking out for? Oh my god!
That's how psychotic dudes are. That's how psychotic dudes are. Yes, he came.
And you can still come while you're concentrating on all these outside dangers.
Absolutely.
Because the risk. I'm like, yes. I'm just this girl is dope, and she's just wild to do this.
It's fun to sneak around.
So it's exciting. So you go, okay, this is risky.
yeah. So risky. Is that someone you want to be with long term? Though, because it was interesting that you commented that. Yeah, that's that you don't. Anyone who responds to your cat calls, you don't respect. So I was thinking I would apply the same thing to someone who fucks under the table.
I was in my 20s when this.
No, I know, but you know, you still had girlfriends in your 20s.
Did you?
Maybe not.
I'm finally in a relationship now. I've been single for 11 years. So 11 years to this 9 months is great, but yeah, I was.
You were single for 11 years?
I was single for 11 years.
See, now I'm going to bring up something that you don't want me to bring up, because I feel like you dated a colleague pretty like that we knew about, and that. Were you dating? 11 years ago? I wasn't in comedy 11 years ago.
Well, I was.
Oh, well, I wasn't. Yeah. I don't think this person was either. Yeah. All right, well, we'll talk about it off air. I'm just confused.
Just give me a hint.
Maybe she thought it was a relationship and then you did it.
that's happened a lot. I feel like, did we get it right?
Oh, that might have been.
Okay.
That might have been the frequency.
Okay.
She was on that frequency. Okay. I must have been on the one on the bottom.
I always forget. Listen, should you let her think, though? I don't know who you're talking about.
Like Patrice O'Neal said, I've been with my girl for 3 years. Yeah. She's been with me for eight.
Okay. See, there we go. So wait.
Recipes to go. Anyway.
That's why it's very helpful actually having so many more male friends than the average like 35-year-old woman, because I do.
You get to see
in
what
the
guys
business
think.
Of giving advice to other women. Like someone tried to write us an email today saying, when they fuck, like the guy will eat her asshole but won't kiss her, and she was trying to make it like he had some emotional blockage, and I was like, bitch, he doesn't like you like that. He doesn't have feelings for you, and it's so nice because like women try to overthink a lot of things, and so even though it's hurtful to my own feelings having male friends sometimes, I like would prefer to have the correct information.
It's the honesty.
You go for that.
You understand, like,
you swim with the sharks.
And the weird thing is women take it personal when you understand, like,
not,
that's
though.
How crazy men are. This man is willing to fuck under his mom's table while she sleep. Like, it's a relentless pursuit for pussy.
And we should also be able to say, maybe if I'm hiding from the, you know, someone's mom under their coffee table, this isn't a great move
for
me.
Or it's just sex.
No.
Just sex.
I think more women should do that.
I know.
Only reason
Dave
why.
Dave is like, this is bad for the brand.
That's so funny.
Here's the thing. Listen to how confident he is. There's a woman who can vouch I've helped contribute to that.
Yeah, you know.
Like, I feel like women should wear that as a badge of honor.
Well, I would say Moore was complicit in that, but, you know, tomato, tomato.
You're pulling off something amazing in your 20s.
Wow, you're really working this.
Yeah, I was pretty confident.
Well, confidence is good.
Yeah, man. It worked out. It's good.
Yeah.
I feel
it's a
like
good time.
I also feel like I've been celibate for a little over a year now, and not pursuing anything just because I need to figure my shit out.
Okay.
But one thing I realized based off of like the advice we continue to get or the questions we get asked, and just me thinking about old things, when a guy likes you, you know, like right away, pretty much, like right, like if like a guy, like when you're dating somebody now exclusively. Yeah. So when you met this person, immediate click, or did it take a second to?
Well, it was a swipe hookup that started in LA, and I found out she lived in New York.
Oh,
so in LA we was, you know, just hanging out, being single, and then in New York we started hanging out, and I'm like, shit.
Oh, you got the feels.
Yeah,
but you let her know, like.
Well, no, it took like 3 years to get to, because we did a lot of on and off. Maybe she fucking around,
okay,
I'm fucking
well,
around.
Never mind that debunks.
I'm going to her apartment, all that, but she still got.
That's what
dude,
I'm
she talked to. I still got
you.
Girls I talk to.
I don't know if it's a right away thing.
Yeah,
okay.
So I think I think women just kind of grow on you. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what?
You just described women like a fungus.
Right though.
But it's a thing.
She
it's
did
like,
grow on me.
Yeah.
She,
like, and you can grow to genuine, like, holy shit. Like, cause you'll just find yourself all of a sudden giving a fuck.
I know what you mean,
because so many people who end up married, it's just whoever, they get married to not the best choice, just whoever stuck around the longest.
It's more so, it's simpler than that. It's simpler. We did a lot of sexing, and all of a sudden, she just start buying breakfast. And I'm like, fuck.
You don't mind? Because in my experience, buying things for guys doesn't always go well.
Yeah. But breakfast goes well.
No, but it's not like butt plugs. You have breakfast and things like that.
I'm like, she feed me after all this. You know,
I think that, all right, but is that for, have you found that with New York guys?
Yeah.
Like
no.
guys that are from New York?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely like an East Coast, you know, person.
Okay.
For sure.
Maybe it's when a guy wants to fuck you, you know.
What?
Like when a
that
guy...
has
like
trouble paying?
No. Oh, no, I'm talking more of like pursuit. Like if a guy... Sometimes guys are like very heavily pursuing, right? But then other times they'll back off and like a lot of the emails we get where he just... Does he not give a fuck anymore? And I'm like, if he likes you and he wants to be with you, you would know. But maybe that's not true. If a woman grows on
yeah.
them.
Yeah, well, I know, here's the thing with my personality also.
That feels right.
Well, here's also with my personality also, like, for me to actually, like, be with a woman, then there's certain roles that I need to be able to fulfill.
You understand
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, if I'm not in a good place financially, I'm not going to take on a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'll fuck.
It's good that you were to take on.
Huh? But you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying, I don't mean it like that.
I'm not going to carry the burden of a significant other.
I will fuck.
It's one of my assets. I'm extending the portfolio.
But if I'm not in a situation,
yeah.
and then I'll finagle my way to disappear. You know what I mean? Because I also know the proper way to be a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if I can't do that, then...
Have you ever walked away from someone you really liked because you weren't financially ready?
Every one night stand is that.
Every one night stand? What's going on in your head?
I used to walk away from... Like,
I fall for a few. I fell for a few.
Yeah,
like
I've been to a few apartments where I'm like, oh, I gotta get rid of this bitch.
She got 600 threat count sheets. She's... The threat count on this.
Let me stop fucking this girl's life up ASAP. You know, because I already know. Like, let me go.
I hope you like that excerpt from our interview with Dave Temple and Derek Gaines. If you want to listen to the entire thing and you want to listen to the entire catalog of Guys We Fucked and podcasts like from hosts like Trevor Noah, Michael Rapaport, Roxanne Gay, Lena Dunham, head on over to luminarypodcasts.com. And a subscription starts as low as $2.99 a month when you sign up for the annual plan. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.